Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's up, everybody? It is Wednesday, August 7th. We've got Saints football just around the corner. Saturday, 7 o'clock. We'll be kicking off against the Arizona Cardinals right here, of course, on WWL Saints Radio. I'm Steve Geller, along with the Cajun Cannon and Charlie Long, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. After the first break, we'll be talking to former Saints and Indianapolis head coach Jim Moore. Will be joining us, his thoughts on the Saints heading into the 2024 season. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get more of a practice update from our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, who's out there in Irvine, California. See what he's gathered today from the sidelines. And obviously the big news, everybody was talking about the potential signing of safety Justin Simmons. We'll be keeping an eye on that to see if a deal gets done today or not. It'll be interesting to find out because, man, oh man, that pairing of Simmons and Tyrann Mathieu together in the Saints secondary would be quite awesome. And I know fans are definitely on board with that.
Well, it would be household names.
Ball Hawks.
Yeah, yeah. When you're talking about players that, if you're a pro football fan, everyone knows about the Honey Badger, and you look at Justin, that'd be name recognition that you know that. And the one thing, you look at Tyrann and how active he was last year. You know, him and Paulson and Debo led the team with 4 interceptions. And he was just a better player than when he first came here. And I still think he'll build upon that. Now, you might say how much he has. How old is he? 34? I want to say he's going to be – he just made 34, 35.
Right.
So it's kind of like DeMario Davis, an established player who you could count on. And I just want more of the consistency – of the safety play, because I look at overall how they complement one another. And you have different packages like nickel, 5 DBs, dime, 6 DBs, and how you game planning and trying to stop an opponent. But I just look at that, where can you have that consistency? Now, it hasn't always been good, because a lot of times, what do Saints fans remember about Marcus Williams?
The
negative miracle.
I hate the miracle, so I call it the Minnesota miss.
Yeah, okay, that. I mean, but other than that, Marcus Williams, that's why fans thought he was too good to make that mistake when he's on the take.
He needed some work on his tackling, but overall he was
don't put your head
down.
He
was a great coverage.
Yeah, overall, if you look game in and game out, he was amongst the best. That's why the Ravens paid him
right
big money. And then you look at Malcolm Jenkins, how consistent he was overall. Now, some fans maybe might not like his opinions off the field, but so what? We worried about what he's doing
on the field.
Aaron Rodgers says crazy things. But a lot of people say stuff that you might not agree upon, but they're not robots. You have to look at based on just what they do on the field. And that's why I think the Saints are still looking for the consistency of the safety duo, that safety position. And you're still developing young guys, but have that consistency when you're amongst the best, like we have with Malcolm Jenkins and Marcus Williams. I think that with Justin Simmons and Tyrann Mathieu, they would look maybe to have that. And nothing against trying to develop the young guys. Whether it be Justin Abram is not a young guy, and I still think he's limited. He'd be exploited in pass coverage overall. But a guy you can utilize in the box, he has a lot of skins on the wall. But you look at
Jordan Howden
and Will Harris.
Right.
No, even if we don't get Justin Simmons, I still think we highly competitive at the safety position. But I think Justin Simmons just makes us better. Who's against getting the back end of the secondary better? Who'd be against that?
Yeah, I know you'll like this, Bobby. This was put out there today, and Tyrann Mathieu retweeted it. Over the past five seasons, Justin Simmons and Tyrann Mathieu, first and third in the NFL in interceptions. Hello.
Hello, yeah, hello. again, Steve, is that an opinion?
No, that is stats. That means facts.
That means that's what they, ball hawks, that's what they've actually accomplished. So I don't think you could be against that. I mean, it's just playmakers. They're just getting more takeaways. That helps us to be more on the plus side in the turnover margins.
Going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We got Guy in New Orleans East wanting to talk about the first half of that season, Cajun Cannon, and how important it is. What's up, Guy?
Hey, man. I was looking at that schedule and just thinking about what Mike talked about early in the week. I'm looking at the first six games, and I'm saying 3-3.
That would be good. If we 3-3, I'm excited, Guy. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
If we 3-3, I'm not discouraged at all.
No, because like you said, that schedule with Cleveland and everything in that middle part of the season, there's a chance. Now, I don't want to drink too much of the James juice now.
Right,
because James saying if we get Simmons, that's two extra wins. Now, I'm giving my take on the season. Now, on the season, I'm looking at 9-8 at best.
Well, that'd be better than Vegas things, Guy, and that you know taking over 9-8 now. Is that good enough to win the NFC South? You look at the tiebreakers.
Tough one to call on that, right?
Yeah, to go. That's why I'm with you. I think it's going to be about the same song and dance. I mean, we're not going to suck. The Saints are not going to suck. I can tell you that right now. I'd be shocked if they win. If they go like 5 or 6 wins, or even I think 7.
Things have gone dramatically wrong then.
Yeah, I think if we 7-10, then Dennis Allen got to go. He would probably say, I need to go be a defensive coordinator instead of a head coach if they go 7-10. Whether it's good luck, bad luck, whatever happens, you know, what a ball then bounce our way and kind of you make your own luck kind of thing. But no, Guy, now to say, and I've said this over and over again, to say that all of a sudden, and that's why you play the game is the NFL on any given Sunday, the old cliche. But I'm not saying we're going to the Super Bowl, and I'm being objective that I think, Guy, what do you think of this? If we did the exact same thing as Tampa Bay did last year, they won the NFC South, won a home playoff game, but no one thought they were going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. What if the Saints did that this year? Now, ultimately, we wanted to play in the Super Bowl because it's in New Orleans. Think about that. Boy, talk about under the radar and accomplish that. But, Guy, I think right now that the fans should not be bitching. It's all about winning Super Bowls. Yes, I understand that. But you have to look at where we're at right now. If we accomplish the same thing Tampa Bay did last year, and we won the NFC South, won a playoff game, wouldn't you say, like, okay, we're trending in the right direction? Would that be a fair assessment? What's your take, Guy?
Absolutely. I would think that would be a fair assessment. I think, they're trying to pattern that style. If we can get Simmons, you look at what we would have defensively, which I think is their focus because they see our lack on the offensive line. If we don't meet expectations with the offense, they're relying on the defense, especially having Young added to that defensive front. And you got the DBs that we have and getting Simmons. I think it's an exact mock of what Tampa Bay did last season, and I think we could be in there. Now,
right.
Again, you know, I'm looking at 9-8, but I don't want to drink too much of the juice and be overly hyped. I need to see because the reality is the first the first four games really going to tell you everything. I don't even have to say the first six, just looking at the first four.
So, yeah, because I can tell you, okay, Guy, you want to talk about get discouraged, and hopefully that's not the case. Nothing's a must win, but don't you say, like, you'd be really discouraged if we don't beat Carolina
week one? Week one's a must win.
I'd be like, I say, you got to be kidding me. We got to beat Carolina at home. And then you go at Dallas, so if we could be 2-0 and you beat the Cowgirls over there, everybody's like, woo, black and gold in the Super Bowl. They'd be all, but then you got the Eagles at home, then you got to go at Atlanta and their expectations. Then you got the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. And you got Tampa Bay at home.
Division always tough, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. If we 3-3, I'm not discouraged at all after the first six games.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, Jim Mora, former Saints head coach, will ask him about playoffs right after this here on WWL Saints Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Always a pleasure to welcome in former Saints head coach Jim Mora to the radio huddle. How you been, Coach?
I've been great. How about you guys?
All right, Coach. Boy, it looks like another training camp for you right there in your backyard. You got to be fired up about that, being able to cover the Saints of California.
What do you mean in my backyard? What do you mean?
Well, I mean your backyard, San Diego, compared to Irvine or Palm Springs.
I live in Palm Desert.
Yeah, well, Palm Desert, you don't have to come all the way to Louisiana. You're right there in California.
Yeah, I was for there, and they're still at their training camp, right. And I spent a day there, and it was interesting, fun. I enjoyed it.
Now, Coach Moore, did it remind you of lacrosse? Because you get a lot done. You're not dealing with 110, 112 heat index. I know when you brought us to lacrosse, how nice that was, and we're able to get a lot accomplished.
Yeah, a lot better. I mean, I didn't look halfway through the practice like we did in Louisiana and see Hammond and see half the team out for the second half of the practice because of sunstroke or something like that, you know. So yeah, in that heat and humidity, and you know better than me because you played in it, but. I mean, it got to you, and three-fourths of the way through the practice, you just were struggling to, you know, to do whatever you needed to do to get something done. But going back up to Wisconsin, was that Wisconsin where we were at?
Yeah, and La Crosse, right down the Mississippi River.
The practices were a lot more efficient and had more guys participating, and it was a lot better situation.
Now, Coach Moore, I know you're always on top of things, and everyone, the fans, follow the football. But I think what's going to be critical, can we win in the trenches? And obviously, offensive defensive line. A lot of question marks with the Saints' offensive line. Considering when you look at the whole NFC South, you look at Atlanta from a national perspective, their expectations and the highest level. Look at Tampa Bay coming off winning the NFC South last year. And then you even look at Carolina. And you're looking at the Saints offensive line, it's like right now they're like the third or fourth banana within the NFC South. So that's why it's a little concern from the Houdan Nation and Saints fan base, is that not too confident in offensive line where they're at right now.
Why did they get this way? I mean, you know a lot more about the team, like talking about the offensive line being a weak point and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bobby, I know a little bit about it, and I try to stay on top of the situation because of my stuff on WDSU. But I spent that day, it was last week, and I was impressed with the team. But, I mean, I don't know what the other teams look like. The thing that bothered me about the schedule was not their conference that they're in, but the rest of the schedule. I mean, I compared their schedule last season to this one coming up, and it's a lot more difficult. And like you said, the other teams in their division are better. So I don't know. The offensive line, I didn't know that they were a weak point of the team. I like some of the other areas, you know, that I watched and know about and studied a little bit on. But, yeah, you better have people that are going to block for what you want to do offensively.
You know, Coach Moore, I think the schedule, why it's more challenging, it does matter the quarterbacks you're facing. Last year, it was a lot weaker. You know, when you look head-to-head, my quarterback versus your quarterback, we got to get off to a fast start. There's no expectation in Carolina. You got to win that game, but then you got to go at Dallas. The Eagles come to town with Jalen Hurts, and everyone's expecting high things from Kirk Cousins. You go at Atlanta. Then you play on Monday Night Football, Pat Mahomes. So I'm looking at the first. Then you got Tampa Bay, a division game. So I'm looking at the first six games. I'm not going to be discouraged. Steve Geller and I was talking about this. If we 3-3, and that can you accept the challenge and weather the storm and to go along those lines where we're at, and can the offensive line get any kind of continuity going forward and excel at a high level, that when you look at the organization, they've addressed the trenches, offensive and defensive line. But they've just not necessarily drafted the right players. Like Trevor Penning, they've addressed the offensive line, the first-round draft pick. We don't know if he's going to work out. You look at Sal DeVary, another high draft pick, hoping he works out. McCoy has worked out at center.
You don't even know the future of your all-pro right tackle in Ryan Ramczyk and his future.
Ryan Ramczyk, with his knee now, we don't know if he's going to retire for life or he'll play next season. Cesar Ruiz has gotten better. You look at left tackle, you're counting on a rookie, Fuaga. So that's why I try to tell fans, no, they've addressed the trenches. Brian Brzee, interior defensive lineman. They've addressed Peyton Turner, going Davenport. They've addressed offensive and defensive lines. Sometimes they haven't necessarily picked the right players who maybe are always dealing with injuries or just not playing up to par. So it's not like the Saints have not addressed it. Maybe they just have picked the wrong players to get it done at a high level.
If they pick the wrong players and they've addressed it, you know, poorly. Right. And I don't know as much about the offensive line as you do, but if you don't have a good offensive line, I don't care about your quarterback, your receivers, your running backs, you're going to have a hard time moving the football because you need help up front, and that's where you get the help to do something and score some points. So if they're struggling like you say they're struggling, Bobby, or if they're about to struggle when they get into the season, I had some hopes for them, you know, that maybe they could get over the hump this year and make the playoffs. They've been close. the last couple of years. Last year they had the same record as Tampa Bay did, and Tampa Bay, you know, won because of the
who they lost to.
So I was hoping maybe they could just get over that dang hump. They got another year with Derek Carr and that kind of stuff. I would hoping that they would make the playoffs because they're close, you know.
Right.
So I don't know, but now that I hear from you, and you know the heck of a lot more about them than I do, when they're going to be struggling offensively because of their line, I mean that's going to be tough. I mean you played the position, yeah. You had those guys up in front of you. You know what the situation is, if they can protect you or not protect you, and that's it. That designates how well you're going to be offensively as a football team.
Well, yeah. You know, Coach Barr, the way I look at the team right now is not like. You know, because the fans sometimes get spoiled once you win a Super Bowl. They're like almost like, if we're not really contending for a Super Bowl, blow it up. I said, no. The Saints are not in that situation. That I don't know how good they're going to be, but I know they're not going to be, like, I'd be shocked if they won only 5 or 6 games, or even if they went 7-10. I think they're going to be hovering around 500, and that means you're middle in the pack. You're not good enough, but you're not bad. You kind of, all I know is the kicker make the game-winning kick. Because think about this, Coach Barr, how close it is in the parity. The NFL loves this. Think about, okay, game-winning kick. And, you know, with Martin Anderson, we could count on that. You make the kick, we win. You miss it, you lose. How people perceive you. Just think, in 2 games, just look if this would occur.
If our dang quarterback completed that pass, we win. If he doesn't complete it, we don't win.
Right, so right.
Nah, I'm just kidding you.
I remember. No, that happened.
I'm just kidding you.
No, that's not kidding. That happened. In 19.
I was kidding you.
No, let me tell you what happened. In 1991, the year after I sat out, we played in the Seattle Seahawks in the Superdome. We got 4th-and-10. I hit Floyd Turner for a touchdown. We beat the Seahawks. They cheering for me. If I throw an incompletion, they booing me, and they want to run me out and or tell me to go back down the bayou or get out of town. But you win, they cheer for you. It's just the way it is. But I'm talking about going back to the kicker. Think about this. And that's whether it's groupie and we're trying different kickers, you know, whether it's, you know, it's almost like you got to make a 40-something yard kick to win the game. And hopefully it'd be a 50-something yard if that would be the case in point. But right now, think how you feel about yourself. And you're playing 17 games. Think about if you're like 7, and or let's say a losing record. So let's say you're 8-9 versus 10-7 based on if you make the kick in these 2 games, you win 10 games, you lose, we win only 8. To think about the difference in the head coaching position, how the fans perceive the team.
But that's true, Bobby. You might say that. Well, that's going to be critical for the Saints this year. That's critical for every team, every season. I mean, it boils that. Then, as you know, the NFL has the right amount of. Everybody can spend the same amount of money paying their players. Everybody can have the same kind of facilities that you would like to have, and that kind of thing. Everybody can pay their coaches and get the right kind of coaches. Everybody has the same draft. Everybody can do free agency and sign who they want to sign. Some people make better decisions than other people make, and that comes down to winning or losing. And the games are tough. I mean, every game of your 17 games, and you know this as well as anybody, you could lose it or you can win it. I mean, and it depends upon a play here or a play there. Sometimes there are a little bit more difference between the winning and losing. But everybody has the same things to do to be a good team in the NFL. It's not like college or something like that. So where they have a, you know, there's reasons why in college, you know, that's a big deal, what you can do with the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's in the NFL, every week is a tough battle, and you got to approach it that way as a quarterback, as a coach, as any player does. You got to say, hey, we got to be at our best, or we could lose this game, and that's what you got to do. Now, some people are better than others, and so they win these close things. Some teams that aren't so good lose them, and some people make good decisions on the draft. Some people make bad decisions on the draft. Some people have good coaches. Some people have marginal coaches. There's a lot of things that go into it, but everybody starting out supposedly has the same opportunity to be a good football team in the NFL. Nobody has it better than another team. So that's how it is in the NFL. And if you screw up in the draft, or if you screw up in other things, or if you have injuries, then one team has an advantage and should win the game, and usually they do. And it's tough. It's a tough racket.
Now,
you know that.
Yeah. No, it's tough. Not everybody wants to win. Not everybody's going to win. That stands to reason. Now, Coach, what would you attribute your longevity? Fans come up to me, man, Coach Mara, what is he, 79 years old? And I said,
79? No, 10 more years.
That's what I'm saying. And I tell him, no, I said, Coach Mara might be the best 89-year-old that I've ever witnessed. And they are shocked that how you've been able to keep it together. And what do you attribute that to? I mean, it's genes or what? Because I tell you what, a lot of, you know, males, females, they're like, "Boy, look at Coach Mara." They all think you're a lot younger than what you really are.
I know people do, and I work at it. I don't abuse myself. I work out. I stay in shape. I've been lucky as far as, you know, I've had three types of cancer. I've had prostate cancer, I've had bladder cancer, and I've had skin cancer. All right. Now, the skin cancer is recent, but that's a big deal. The bladder and the prostate, it's been about anywhere from 12, 13, 15 years that I had them, and I get checked all the time, and I never had anything from that, but I mean, I don't have it now. So, and when you get to be my age, there's a lot of luck. You know, all my former friends, like from college, from just everything, that were in football, et cetera, that were they're gone, they're dead, they die. And I sit and look at my best friends, five, six guys that I really were close to in college and after college, they're gone. And I'm a lucky guy, you know, and I could have a heart attack and die tomorrow. But genes, you know, my dad lived to be in his 90s. I've been lucky, and but I've taken care of myself. But I know guys that take care of themselves and still get cancer or something and die from it. So it's luck, it's genes, it's how you do you take care of yourself. Hey, I live in an area out here in Palm Desert, and I belong to a country club. And I'm not bragging when I say that. It's, you know, I'm not the richest guy in the country club. That's for damn sure. But I see a lot of guys, and I know they're younger than me, and I see them all the time on the golf course at functions, whatever. They got big old guts on them. They don't work out. They look terrible. All that, man. And they don't care. I mean, they got a big old stomach sticking out. They're walking around. They don't care what they look like. I care. If my stomach starts to stick out, I stop eating junk. And I work out. I work hard out. I just did a workout earlier today. But other guys don't care.
Right. Well, that showed the proof's in the pudding. You're like 89 years of age now. Coach Mara, you don't always remember, and we now the presidential election coming up, is that your roommate in college, household name, played quarterback Buffalo Bills, Jack Kemp. Remember his son,
right?
Jeff Kemp, had played with the Seattle Seahawks, a quarterback. But Jack Kemp, that's going old school. Wasn't that your roommate? And tell the fans about that. That here was Jack Kemp, when you look at presidential races and all that, that your roommate was the top dog in the Republican Party.
Yes, he was. And he and I were very, very, very close friends. If I would say that he was, like, if I had even going way back, we were in college together. We were in the whole thing, stayed in touch the whole time. But he would be in the, like, if I had five very closest friends, he's one of the five, four or five. Yeah. And he died a long time ago. He got cancer and died. And that's just luck. I mean, he didn't abuse himself. He didn't abuse his body. He stayed in shape. He was, you know, those kind of things. But he was unlucky. He got the cancer, and it got him. About every month, it seems like I lose a guy that I knew in college and high school, friends since then. dead, or he's got to die.
Let me tell you, Coach Moore, I think you
scares
got
the hell out of me.
Well, I think you have another decade going forward. Listen,
it must have been coaching Bobby Hebert that's kept you young.
Maybe not aged him. But Coach, when I look at it now, I think we're looking forward to you maybe being around for another decade plus.
But
look, Coach Martin, they're getting ready to celebrate Jimmy Carter. President Jimmy Carter in September is going to make 100 years of age. And he's been in hospice for over a year. Never know. You never know. So that's why.
No, you never know. You're right. But that's one in a million for Jimmy Carter. Yeah. But hey, when you get to my age, you never know. Yeah, when you get to my age, you just thank God when you wake up in the morning, I do, and say, I'm still alive. I can go out and play golf. I can work out. I can go on vacation. I can talk to Bobby Hebert on the telephone, all these kind of things. And I say, hey, I don't sit around and get heavy and fat and watch TV all day. I am always busy during the day, always. I played 18 holes of golf this morning. The temperature is 110 degrees here in the desert, and I put in an hour and a half workout in the fitness center here at Ironwood Country Club this afternoon before I came home to talk to you. So I don't do that every day, but I do it.
Well, Coach, before we let you run,
I want to know about you. Do you stay in shape?
He's been working out. I just lost 30 pounds. I'm instead of double XL, I'm now to XL, and I'm only.
How'd you get to that point?
Just watching what I eat, and I can't run no more.
No. How did you get to the point to be heavy? You screwed up.
No, just eating what I want, and you don't have the same metabolism and not working out like you want. You know, I go to these remotes and they feed you. I never want to disappoint the client, so I just be eating even though I'm not hungry. But this tastes good. Let me eat this. And so you just get to the point. No, that's what happened, and all I did was I can't jog no more, so I just go I can go walk 4 or 5 miles without stopping. And then just go, and then just watching what I eat, and then now I'm about 8 to 10 pounds more over my playing weight. Steve.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, don't you have to do it? I'll be 64 August the 19th, and the bottom line is, look, I'm going to Irvine next week. Are you going to be there when the 49ers come to town? To watch practice. What? You need to be there.
I could do it. Are you going to be?
Yes. You got to come. That's when they have the real competition. We're going to be a good measuring stick to see where the Saints are at in the NFC when the 49ers come that Wednesday or Thursday practice next week.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to write this down. I could go down there. That's a pretty good idea.
I'm doing a show after the Cardinals game, and then we Monday at Silver Slipper. I'm flying out to Irvine at John Wayne Airport on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Wait a minute. So you're okay? Next Tuesday, okay? They play this weekend.
Yeah, no, they're playing the Cardinals Saturday, and then the following Sunday they play in the 49ers, but they're going to practice against San Fran. So Wednesday and Thursday, Friday too. There's going to be some tough competition there between the Saints and the 49ers. You need to be there.
Okay, Wednesday and Thursday next week,
next week,
and the 49ers are going to be there?
Yes, in Irvine. You need to be there in that number.
Right, I got it.
All right, I'll see you there, Coach.
I might see you then.
Appreciate the time.
Hey, listen to me. If I show up there, it's because you're going to be there. I'm just telling you that, and I mean that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Are you going to have time to talk a little bit?
Oh, hell yes, of course. I mean, you and I go so far back. I mean, hey, listen, I got so many fond memories of you, Coach.
Vice versa.
And you helped me make the man that I am.
I don't know. I know that. But I'll tell you one thing for sure, right? You want to hear it? You made me the coach that I was because you were a talented quarterback that led us to many victories. And I mean that. And you were a tough son of a gun. I love that about you.
Well, I appreciate that. I know one thing. I wasn't the most skilled guy, but I know I was tough.
Thank you, Coach. And you and the Cannon will have to have dinner out in Irvine, California next week. Appreciate the time, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
I'm gonna try real hard to do it. Okay?
All right, Coach. All right.
Have a good one, Coach Mora. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. WWL invites you to the second annual NOLA Pickle Vet Fest that's presented by D1 Bank. That's tomorrow through Sunday at the Morio Convention Center. Join the ultimate pickleball party with Drew Brees featuring tournament quality pickleball courts, live music, Mardi Gras floats for VIP viewing, and a kid zone, plus much more. Bring the family. Admissions free. NOLA Pickle Fest benefiting the Breeze Dream Foundation. For more info, just visit NOLAPickleFest.com. Also, you got to join the guys out tomorrow at the Morio Convention Center. A-Bear and Mike Dettillier broadcasting live with Drew Breeze, joining them at 5:30. We'll talk pickleball and, of course, Drew's take on the black and gold. We're going to come back with your take and the Cajun Cannons right after this here on Sports Talk. Want to tell our great callers, Bottle Man and Jimmy, hold on when we get back to you from the top of the hour news. Don't want to put you up against the clock here. Getting ready for Saints preseason action, Cajun Cannons. Saturday, Arizona. Obviously expecting a heavy dose of Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener in the mix. He was back at practice today, Haener, after having that procedure to remove that cancerous lump in his face. So all's well's there. Dennis Allen said we'll get into some of our audio too in that case. But yeah, it's gearing up for a big QB battle that is really interesting to see how it shakes out.
Well, you look at all the QB battles around the NFL, it'd be like, I would think we're going to see Derek Carr before the preseason's over. I mean, you know he's going to compete at a high level against the 49ers in practice. Does he play in that game? Or because you have like almost a bye before the season starts, does he play against the Titans? Because I know right now the Arizona Cardinals already said that Kyler Murray is not playing in any preseason game. You know, Caleb Williams, now they have an extra game because of the Hall of Fame. He didn't play in the Bears game, but now Jane Daniels is playing in their game. So just, I guess, the team's prerogative in how the approach they take, who's playing and not playing. But, like, we're getting ready to play Arizona, and we're going to be facing, and like, Clayton Tune and Desmond Ridder. We're familiar with Desmond Ridder, so it'll be interesting to see Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, who's going to end up coming out on top.
Going to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back with more sports talk. Also, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us right here on WWL Saints Radio. Stay tuned. WWL invites you to the second annual NOLA Pickle Fest that's presented by D1 Bank. That's tomorrow through Sunday at the Morio Convention Center. Join the ultimate pickleball party with Drew Brees featuring tournament quality pickleball courts, live music, Mardi Gras floats for VIP viewing, and a kid zone, plus much more. Bring the family. Admissions free. NOLA Pickle Fest benefiting the Breeze Dream Foundation. For more info, just visit NOLAPickleFest.com. Also, you got to join the guys out tomorrow at the Morio Convention Center. A-Bear and Mike Dettillier broadcasting live with Drew Brees, joining them at 5:30. We'll talk pickleball and, of course, Drew's take on the black and gold. We're going to come back with your take and the Cajun Cannons right after this here on Sports Talk. Want to tell our great callers, Bottle Man and Jimmy, hold on when we get back to you from the top of the hour news. Don't want to put you up against the clock here. Getting ready for Saints preseason action, Cajun Cannons. Saturday, Arizona. Obviously expecting a heavy dose of Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener in the mix. He was back at practice today, Haener, after having that procedure to remove that cancerous lump in his face. So all's well's there. Dennis Allen said we'll get into some of our audio too in that case. But yeah, it's gearing up for a big QB battle that is really interesting to see how it shakes out.
Well, you look at all the QB battles around the NFL, it'd be like, I would think we're going to see Derek Carr before the preseason's over. I mean, you know he's going to compete at a high level against the 49ers in practice. Does he play in that game? Or because you have like almost a bye before the season starts, does he play against the Titans? Because I know right now the Arizona Cardinals already said that Kyler Murray is not playing in any preseason game. You know, Caleb Williams, now they have an extra game because of the Hall of Fame. He didn't play in the Bears game, but now Jane Daniels is playing in their game. So just, I guess, the team's prerogative in how the approach they take, who's playing and not playing. But, like, we're getting ready to play Arizona, and we're going to be facing, and like, Clayton Tune and Desmond Ridder. We're familiar with Desmond Ridder, so it'll be interesting to see Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, who's going to end up coming out on top.
Going to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back with more sports talk. Also, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us right here on WWL Saints Radio. Stay tuned.